This is a great parasha of Boyal Paro. Come to Paro. The end itself is a whole drasha of Boyal Paro. He doesn't even tell him to go to Paro. He said, come to Paro. In order to have the happiness of Shemayim life, one has to always be focused that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Ein oid milvadri. People think ein oid milvadri means that I have to deal with the government. And I shouldn't be afraid of the government. Ein oid milvadri is nobody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest mistake we always make is that we say everybody in the world does not exist other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only one that does is me. When we say ein oid milvadri, there's no other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means I'm also nothing. My whole greatness is by the fact that I have a kesher and a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's dafka now, boy. When Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the grand finale of the Etzem Makis, that are going to take us out of Mitzrayim and show the whole world that the superpower is nothing. Hashem shakes them up and throws them into the water, and that's the end of them. Hashem kind of wanted there to be purity and siyata d'shamayah to the maximum amount. How do you get that? That Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, the two of them that are going, are nothing. You're not even walking. Get there. Boy, come to Paro. Don't go to Paro. Go to Paro, basically saying that you go to Paro. And that was the mind frame they had. The mind frame they had was that we're doing absolutely zero. Even though we're doing things that are, you have to be a big Bobby Tochen, stand in front of the king and talk to him hard words and not be afraid to chop your head off. But they were so able to be mevat for themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem could tell them, Boyal Paro, you don't have to go. You'll get there. And the purity of putting ourselves in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the thing that saves us. Because the after Shemayim Lamalim in Ateva, that's how much we need that in this day and age. We say the physical world is in such a complicated state. We don't know what's going to be today, what's tomorrow. Just go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechazik ourselves. It's not me. It's not him. It's not the other one. I don't have to be upset at anybody. I mean, leave it all aside. I have to do the right thing. I'd be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daven. Well, the Mechazik HaTfilis. I'm always saying these days, most important thing. Moedim. Our life is in your hands. Do we really believe it's in your hands, or do we believe our life is in the hands of the corona? If we believe that it's in your hands, so we do. Proper shmir. We don't overdo things. We don't underdo things. Just do everything normal. And feel. But the most normal thing is to feel. I'm totally in Hashem's hand. To all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing me. That gives me that beautiful life, that peace of mind. I say, we used to say for many years that each one of us, Al-Khayinam Sumi Decha, our life is in your hands. But deep down we felt that that's some old busuk from Antichrist Agdola from thousands of years ago. Today we're all under control of it, all by yourself. And now Kodesh Baruch Hu is showing us, it's not true. You're zero. You're not in control of everything, but I am. Al-Khayinam Sumi Decha. Every day that goes by, and every few hours that go by, we say again, Al-Khayinam, three times a day, Al-Khayinam Sumi Decha. It's good for men and women. Even women should say, daven three times a day. It's a wonderful thing. We have extra time. We're doing less than we usually do. Another Shemana Esrei. Thank Hashem. Feels so wonderful. And the parasha ends with the mitzvah of tefillin, which is tefillin is put on your on the brain, on the head, which is the shows of all the thoughts we have, and the arm connected to the leiv, which is all our desires, to show us every day when you put them on. It's not enough just to put those boxes on, to think what's in it. Hashem Echad, there's only one force in the world, Hashem Echad, I put that in my brain and my heart. And Hashem took us as Mitzrayim. We are not like the rest of the world. Every day. We have miracles. We have those miracles. That's how Shkokam Yuchem is a Klai Yisrael Mashiach on us. Fortunately, the answer is, together now we see such amazing Shkokam. Hashem is watching over us. And Baruch Hashem, so many people, whether they didn't get it, or they did get it, even they did get it, Baruch Hashem, Ruma, the Ruma, the Ruma got out of it. Once again, we have to misspell. Tachlun HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for those sick people, there are wonderful people of all ages now that are sick. And when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have to be tough. And yeah, okay, if I'm this age group, it's alright, I don't have to worry. Hashem says, no, every age group. Giving birth, I don't have to worry. No, you don't have to worry. The truth is, you don't. But they have to realize, you have to change. You have to change. Now that's what the Ramban says. The mitzvah that we connect ourselves to is Hashem Echod, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what we're connecting ourselves every time of the day. Even a woman who's not putting on tefillin, she's thinking about those ideas every day. Can a woman have a natural connection? They need it less. But we always have to make chazak that. We walk by a mezuzah. Hashem Echod. Every time you come to a room, just don't tap the mezuzah. Think about it a few seconds. That special greatness of Hashem. And the Ramban says at the end of the parasha, the famous Ramban, that this is a tachlis of the whole Bria. The tachlis of the whole Bria is for us to recognize Hashem created us, Hashem sustained us, Hashem is with us. Shalom. We say hello to Michael Goffman. Everybody, some people listen to Hashir now. Michael Goffman has made his back. Baruch Hashem. He's thanking Hashem and Moedim today that Hashem revealed to us a vaccine that he could take advantage so he should be able to come back to shul.
Amen.
We should be grateful that everybody should be able to come back to shul as soon as possible and have long, healthy lives. The sin of the source and every matzah is always thinking. Whenever you feel a little down or feel a bit nervous or feel a bit upset, all these things that I'm telling us to you, I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with me. Yeah. We should have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful month ahead of us. Yeshua to everybody.
Thank you, Rob.
Well.